Now, tomorrow morning will mark the beginning of autumn, and we're already feeling a little chill overnight from the fall temperatures dipping into the 40s in many of the suburbs. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath. He's our Friday yard warrior. All right, Mike, what kind of precautions can we take now to protect our plants?
Well, the precautions have to do with house plants that were taken outside for the summertime. People often wait a little too long to bring those back in, and what happens is the plants get shocked on any night where the first number is 4. Anytime it drops below the 50s, these plants don't like it. So, and there's no real photosynthesis in the sunlight left. The plants are done taking in those rays for the season. So it's better to take them in sooner than later. The important thing is to get all the plants together, get a hose out there while it's still warm, and rinse them down with sharp streams of cold water. That's the best way to make sure you don't bring any hitchhiking insects, especially things like aphids, indoors with you. Give them a couple of good rinses with those sharp streams of water. Bring them inside, and they'll be perkier over the wintertime.
And I'm guessing you're going to say, even though the weather's changing, it is still not time to prune trees and shrubs.
Oh, good Lord. No. This is the worst time. Think of the plant's energy, all of the energy going down into the root system to store sugars and nutrients for the winter. Pruning stimulates growth. It forces the plant to use some of that energy it was going to store to grow useless new plant parts that can freeze on cold nights. So it's doubly wrong to prune anything now. The next pruning time will be in the dead of winter for big trees and things like that.
Good stuff. Mike, thanks so much. Good weekend for you. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior.